Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, December 4th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today we're just going to do a thank you to all my viewers and patrons and everybody out there who's imminently thankable. Because there are a lot of thankable people and a lot of people who I want to thank. We usually do this for the second to last episode of the year, and that is true that next week will be the last one. Next week we'll talk about the year in review. We'll discuss what's coming up for 2024. Hey, you're welcome, Vince. See you in the chat there. And this is kind of just a general thank you. We're not talking about specific things that happened over the year. That would leave that for next week. In any event, this is the OK Grognard Show. See that beautiful. That beautiful logo I continue to use with me trapped in a gelatinous cube. That is so much fun, isn't it? That is the work of Malcolm McClinton. I'll put a link to his website, Hangman Studio, in the show notes, so everyone can check that out. Hey, I also want to reiterate something we talked about last year, but is still a struggle, as you saw on the title placard. There is a full piece of artwork called The Wizard's Study. It was done by the wonderful David Pancake. Look at me messing with the camera while we're moving along here. David Pancake, Wizard's Study, the background I use. You can only really see part of it here in the show because it is a portrait rather than a landscape drawing. So we don't get all the way up. I'll flash it one more time on the title placard. But you can see we only go a couple shelves. There's another shelf and all the way up to the top of a bookcase. And we don't get the cat in there either, do we? But we know it's lurking. You can kind of see his feet at the top of the screen while I'm doing the show. Just kind of hanging out up there, keeping an eye on things. But I love it. I love this background. I think it's a perfect background for a show that highlights first edition AD&D and D&D adjacent things. DavidLeePancake.com, and I will add that into the show notes as well. And let's not forget too, David's wife, Kat Pancake, K-A-T, has a medical GoFundMe because of brain surgery from the previous year, but there are ongoing expenses. So in this month of giving, if you can find a way to give. Sarah, thank you very much. That is a birth name as far as I know. So there you go. And let me check these out because I think I had these saved. Oh, yeah, let's pop over. Let's look at Malcolm McClinton's Hangman Studio blogspot. Just have a quick look at some of the works. You'll recognize it when you pop over there. There's a more information about him profile. There's an archive. He doesn't blog a great deal, but that's not important to it. To be able to check out his artwork and stuff, that's what you really want to do. Also, we'll quickly just show the Art of David Lee Pancake, his website. He's done a lot this year with dragon head busts, so look for those. He does a lot of cool dragon artwork. We have one of these vents with a dragon in it at the studio. They're a little pricey, but they have built-in electronics. You can have it make noise. The eyes glow. The eyes can glow in a number of different colors and patterns, so they can kind of wink on and off. He's got these great dice boxes. There's all sorts of stuff over here to check out. And all of that can help the family out. But also, as I mentioned before, we'll just do that. The GoFundMe set up for Cat Pancake's brain surgery. They're about halfway to a goal they're trying to reach to cover a lot of the expenses. The story's all there. David set this up, diagnosed with a massive and hopefully benign tumor, and went a craniotomy to remove the tumor. There was a complication in the initial surgery requiring a return to the operating room only 3 hours after the first surgery. 2 weeks later, a third surgery to relieve intracranial pressure. She was in the hospital for a great deal of time and finally moved home, but the home had to be set up with a special bed and all of that stuff. Check out all of the updates over there, too, so you can see where they're at. But without a doubt, any funding you can throw their way to help them out would be greatly appreciated. So, you know, if you're looking for a good cause for December in this gift-giving season, that's a fantastic one. I want to thank Sarah and Vince, who are both here today, and others that have popped in on the chat from time to time throughout the year. I want to thank them and all of the rest of my players who play in my regular campaign throughout the year. Thank you very much. Thank Lake Geneva Games for letting us use the space to play games over there. And I know I work there too, and that helps grease the tracks for me to be able to use this space. But even if I didn't work there, there are other games that get run there week in and week out throughout the year, and I'm sure our game would be welcome there during that time as well. Thanks to all my Patreon supporters too, and I will list them in the finale here as we finish up. But I will say once again, thank you to everybody. We'll leave it at that, and next week we'll talk about the year in review as well as the year coming up. Where are we at? Here we go. Thank you to all my viewers and patrons, as well as my Patreon supporters. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central. It's then archived on YouTube, so follow and comment and do all of the good stuff, thumbs up and stuff like that. Subscribe. It all helps out. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Varnden of the NPD and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.